Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the possible influence of a large group of voters on next week's congressional elections in the United States.
We've been seeing a steady erosion of the his approval among Latinos. While 3 in 4 right before the election in 2012 were approving of his job performance, today that number is 50%.
Then we will look at the growing trend of Hispanic women who are becoming Muslims.
That's very hard for me because we don't have family here, just my husband and my kids. And this day, my baby, my Mehdi Aparicio, this day he was born. That's why this day I convert to Islam, because I'm scared.
The possible influence of Latino voters on next week's elections in the United States, and the growing number of Latinos who are becoming Muslims. Those are our stories today on As It Is from VOA. U.S. citizens of Latin American ancestry could influence elections next week. On November 4th, Americans will vote for members of the House of Representatives, a third of the Senate, and state and local positions around the country. In states like California, Latinos are an important group of voters for the Democratic Party. But as Mario Ritter tells us now, both Democrats and Republicans face a challenge in getting their vote.
Latino activists recently signed up new voters at a citizenship ceremony. They were seeking new U.S. citizens like Roberto Hernandez. He registered to vote with help from his son Jose, who is already a citizen and a voter. Roberto Hernandez wants a bigger voice for the millions of undocumented people living in the country. Here, his son speaks his words in English.
You know, better things for the undocumented, for the immigrants, you know, give them an opportunity.
Que no haya tanta discriminación.
No discrimination, you know, we should all be treated equal.
In 2008 and 2012, many Latino voters supported President Barack Obama, a Democrat who promised immigration reform. However, the president faced strong opposition from congressional Republicans. They have demanded a secure border and oppose amnesty, or pardons, for illegal immigrants. Latino activists are largely Democrats. Many of them are angry. Activists from the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles expressed their displeasure at a press conference. They discussed the situation Latino families face with some Latinos who are U.S. citizens and others who are in the country illegally. Lauren Diegues is a citizen and a voter, but her grandfather and an uncle risk being expelled from the country. She says she is unhappy with the president.
I am, because now that I lived it, now I know how other families feel.
Dean Bonner is with the Public Policy Institute of California. The research group is not linked to a political party. He says Hispanics in California are usually Democrats, with smaller numbers of Republicans and independents. But he says Californian Hispanics are evenly divided among conservative, liberal, and moderate voters. He says President Obama's popularity has dropped, and that could hurt Democrats in the election.
we've been seeing a steady erosion of the his approval among Latinos. While 3 in 4 right before the election in 2012 were approving of his job performance, today that number is 50%.
Activists for Hispanics say voters support politicians who show interest in their concerns. In issues such as the economy, education, health care, and immigration. Hector Barreto is with the Hispanic Business Roundtable Institute. He says Latinos could influence the election results in many states.
Colorado, for example, has a large Hispanic population. North Carolina has. Even Arkansas has an Hispanic population. So again, neither one of those two parties can take those for granted. And Hispanics will continue to play a pivotal role in every election, whether that be local, state, or national, whether it be midterm or presidential.
Hispanic voters were 8% of the electorate nationwide 2 years ago. However, fewer than half of those who registered actually voted. Activists are working to register more Latino voters and are urging them to vote. I'm Mario Ritter.
Latinos are one of the fastest growing groups in the Muslim religion. The Pew Research Center says about 6% of American Muslims are Latino. And women make up a little more than half of the new converts, people who have changed their religion to Islam. Bob Doty has more on this growing trend.
On a recent Friday, men listened to their imam at Masjid Miami Gardens in Miami, Florida. This clergyman spoke about forgiveness. On the upper level of the gardens, the women watch through glass. They hear the imam through a monitoring system. This is the world that Gracia Torres entered 4 years ago. That is when she arrived in Miami from Cuba. She says she lost her identity in the move and found it in the Prophet Muhammad. Ms. Torres converted to Islam while pregnant with her second son.
That's very hard for me because we don't have family here, just my husband and my kids. And this day, my baby, my Mehdi Aparicio, this day he was born. That's why they say I converted to Islam, because I'm scared.
Some estimates say there are 3,000 Hispanic Muslims in the Miami area and more than 40,000 nationwide. Stephanie Londono received a master's degree from Florida International University. She published a study about religious conversions by Latinas, women of Hispanic ancestry. Ms. Londono says some women turn to Islam because they reject Western values. They believe success in the West is measured by careers, education, or wealth. These women feel more at ease with the traditional expectations of women in Muslim society. They feel that what some consider less freedom in this way of life is something good or a benefit. Ms. Londono says they like clear definitions between halal, meaning acceptable, and haram, which means unacceptable.
So they know exactly where they stand. So the Quran happens to become this book that is almost like a guidebook that tells you exactly how to wear, when to wash, what to eat, how to behave, when to pray.
I'm Bob Doty.
That's our program for today. I hope it has helped you learn everyday American English. I'm Christopher Cruz. I invite you to join us again tomorrow at this same time for another edition of As It Is, here on the Voice of America.